Update of the avalanche report for Sunday, the 30th of March 2025. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. Fresh wind slabs are to be evaluated with care and prudence in all aspects above approximately 2,200 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular adjacent to ridgelines. Restraint should be exercised because avalanches can sweep people along and give rise to falls. Weak layers in the old snowpack can still be released in isolated cases by individual winter sport participants. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on steep, little-used shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters and on steep, little-used west and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,600 meters. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. In isolated cases, avalanches can also release deeper layers of the snowpack and reach large size. And now the snowpack. Some snow has fallen in some regions. As a consequence of a storm-force wind from northerly directions, mostly small wind slabs formed especially adjacent to ridgelines. The small quantity of fresh snow and the resulting mostly small wind slabs are lying on soft layers in all aspects above approximately 2,200 meters. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies on shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. As well as on west and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,600 meters. We have the following danger patterns, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Monday, the 31st of March 2025 indicates an increasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.